Momo Vi and the Soup Meat Podcast, episode 79. It is I, Paul Peraza, in my new mask. I'm back, guys. I was sick for a while, but I'm back. Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't been podcasting, so I'm going to, you know, baby step my way back through it. And I do have a guest. I met this young man on Instagram. That's where I met him. He's very talented. He reminds me of somebody else I know. I'm not going to say his name. Danny Cortez. But he does miniatures. What is your name, sir?
François.
And what did he call you? What is your...
My artist name is Skeleton.
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 So how'd you get that name?
It's kind of like when I first started getting in this hobby. It was a hobby at first, you know. I started making it for fun, you know, for myself. And then at one point I was like, I need to show to the people. You know, I can't just keep it for me, you know, because it's all about sharing.
Yeah.
And so I had to find a name.
Yeah.
I love everything like skeletons and all that.
Yeah.
But it's in scale. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's more like a funny dad joke over that has no, it doesn't really have a big meaning, you know. It's more like a pun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just came up with that and it sticks since, you know. There's no point changing it now, you know.
Right. And how long have you been doing it?
Oh, shit. Like 8 years now.
Wow. 8 years? You're almost about to hit 10 joints.
I know. So, 8 years, but more like four years seriously. Not really into it. That's my full-time stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. The first 4 years was more like practice. Practice and just for fun. But then... people start showing interest, and I was able to get lots of gigs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, that's it. Now I have to go 100%. And I haven't stopped since.
So at what point did you find out, like, this could be a career? Like, this could be something that can, you know, put food on the table?
First will be a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything kind of, like, itself, you know, together, everything kind of start lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of clients, art collector that was coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
My skills got better also. Yeah, and then I was like, let's take a leap of faith, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just wait for it.
Yeah, because now you're like off to the races.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you consider your go-to? Like, I know you do cars, I know you did the Miami Vice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is your go-to? Like, what are you known for?
I'm like in between of architecture and automotive. I'm like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you just brought up Miami Vice, because that's exactly what it is. So that would be like my ambassador piece right there.
Because then you have one of those pieces in like a auto show or something like that in Miami, something like that?
Yeah, I was able to line up a few shows for Art Basel.
Yeah.
So people can discover that form of art, which is still like unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's there, but I mean like not in the fine art world.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like one of my mission to bring this up, you know, bring up the credibility up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was cool. I was able to line up a few shows for Basel, my first year in Miami, actually.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Mm-hmm. First of many, I would say.
I see you always creating something on the Instagram.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You know, I try to really do half commission and have passion project to keep it flowing in a way, you know, because too much commission can like limit your freedom. So I like to squeeze in a few passion project in between. So it stays exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a job anymore. It's still fun.
Right. Cause I saw like you creating, what was the thing? Like you sent me, you sent like the little accessory packs now, like you're into like this accessorizing and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was cool. That was like some fun little size stuff that I like to do, more affordable, of course.
Yeah,
because I feel like once you build a brand, you kind of have to
you gotta have everything for like every market.
Yeah,
you can't just have, you know, the private clients, by, you know, they pay. But then you got the people, the economic, you got to have the, I call it the economical pieces.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Because they still want to support you, and I fully respect that.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways in a way, you know. So I'm able to offer something a little more affordable.
Yeah.
And I have tons of fun doing it, you know. Like I still have like a full freedom, do what I want, and, you know, doing things a little dirty and all that, like it's fun, it's fun to make those like graffiti and stuff like that. And I usually, when I do that, I do like small runs, you know, like it doesn't have to be like a production line or anything, just in between.
So you like to keep it limited?
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly because if I do too much of the same thing, I get bored quick.
Yeah.
And then if I do too much of it, like the first one is exciting, and then the last one not so much. And I feel like at some point, the energy is not there. Once you make the piece, when you felt forced.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it's not very fair to the clients, you know, the art collector, you know, because the, I feel like at some point, the energy is always goes into your work, you know. It wouldn't be fair if I didn't give my 100% to the last client compared to the first one.
Right, you know. Yeah.
It's a respect thing, you know. It's all about respect, you know.
So, what's the wildest thing somebody has asked you to create since you've been creating miniatures?
Wildest thing?
Oh, the wildest, like a landmark or
I can't really say
automobile or.
I mean, I have something coming up, but it's not official yet. There's not like the signature is not there, so I can't really say. But that will be the one.
Yeah.
So whenever that happened, when this podcast will be released, it might be the info might be out.
You know? I don't know. I drop pretty quick. You know what I'm saying? So this will be out Monday.
Oh shit!
So 12 maybe, p.m. buddy.
Nah, so maybe Tuesday.
We edit have quickly. Something. Quickly.
I like that.
Well, that's if Josh gives it to me quick. You know what I'm saying? He used to like. He's like, yo, you ever tomorrow.
That's good. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to hurry up then.
Yeah, speed it up. Yeah, speed it up. Yeah.
But it's exciting. Actually, it's very exciting. It's actually lining up perfectly with my vision.
Yeah.
You know, it will be like the ultimate commission. You know, that line up with my vision exactly. Like, so
is this for somebody or is it something that you're just doing? It's for somebody.
It's for someone. Yeah. Gotcha. Actually, that person reached out to me like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
look at you.
Yeah, so that's good. Let's officialize it very quick. When I get back to Miami, next week, I might just meet up in person and just like have the stamp official, you know.
So when you have like a client like that, do they just, so you like meet up with them and they just discuss like what they want, scale, all that? It's just like.
No, most of the time, they don't really know what they want. And my goal is also to direct them, you know. They kind of know,
so you kind of like tell them like, well,
yeah, they have like a first draft of what they want, you know, like the first idea, and then I come up with all the details, you know, like finding its way, like once we both on the same page, we go for it, you know. But most of the time people, they kind of have like a rough idea of what they want, you know. Sometimes some people are very detailed about it, but when they have like a rough idea, yeah, I just come up with all the details because sometimes they don't know everything, you know? And it's my goal to bring that up, you know?
Yeah. So, no, that's pretty interesting. Like, you can just literally make stuff from scratch. Yeah, and somebody could be like, yo, can you make this refrigerator for me and put the stickers on in there? And you could just do it with no problem. Like,
yeah, that's the beauty of it, you know? Because whatever we do, it's art, you know. It's not functional. So you just go straight to the fun part. You know, you don't have to think too much. Oh, is the fridge is working? No. It's just pure aesthetic. So you just get all that and you just go to the fun part. That's the beauty of it, you know. And then you have like such a great sense of accomplishment once you start with a random flat piece of whatever, wood or plastic or whatever. Then when you hold that specific piece in your hand, you're proud of yourself, you know, because you just remember all the steps, how you get to that point. And then once you got it in your hand and you show to your friends and you're proud to show it, you know, not just that, any type of art in general, you know.
Yeah. But have you done any other art besides like miniature art? Like,
I was making a little bit of music, but more like beat making, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, nothing too serious, you know. It was really for fun, you know, just getting ideas over my head. It just put it into something, you mm-hmm. know. So it was really just beat making. Again, it was more like 80s synthwave type of stuff, oh, you nice, know. So nice. Now I kind of lined up with what I'm doing it now, you know, in another form, you know.
So you don't work on the music no more?
This takes all my time, really. You know, I'm not against it. If something comes up one day, I'll just jump back into it. It's just right now, just go where the money is at some point, you know, because, you know, bills don't wait.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So.
Right about that, boy.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I was making that before. And actually, the reason why I'm doing miniature now, in a way, like, the miniature world find me in a way. Mm-hmm. It found me. Because I like crafting stuff, like making stuff with my hands. It could be cooking or anything, mm-hmm. but also like storytelling. When I was making music, it was just the storytelling part. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm able to really put my two passion together, crafting and storytelling, into mm-hmm. making miniature art.
Yeah.
So like I said, that thing found me in a way. That wasn't in, the other things I was doing before wasn't enough. This is the perfect recipe for all my interests at once.
Right.
You know, but I'm not against making music again, you know. I might just use it when I do those Instagram video and all that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because make it's there, you know.
Make your own music.
Yeah, because I have this big inventory.
You don't got to worry about copyright.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, you know, I have this big inventory of music ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
So it actually lined up perfectly with whatever I'm doing now, you mm-hmm. know, which, like I say, is more like 80s Miami Vice style.
Yeah, that Miami Vice stuff you're doing is awesome, bro. Like, I saw, like, cause you, I like, and another thing I like that you do is the process videos.
Yeah.
Like, you show people, cause a lot of miniature artists don't do that. They won't show you the process. They'll show you the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
But you go from step one, step two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think that.
I'm trying.
Nah, that's dope, bro. A lot of people want to pull the curtain back. They want to see how this stuff gets done.
Yeah, because it's entertaining for some people. I do understand why other artists don't do it, because it has an impact on your creative flow. You know? And sometimes, that's why I say I'm trying very hard to discipline myself to do it. Sometimes I just want to get lost in my zone and just go for it. But sometimes I'm like, shit, I'm still relying heavily on social media to advertise my work.
Yeah.
So I do have to think about those aspects, you know.
Yeah.
But I do understand why some people don't do it, because it can kill some creativity. Sometimes it does to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my zone and then I'm like, shit, I got to think about filming, because I don't have a crew with me. It's just me and myself, me and my phone, you know. But sometimes I felt it. By the time I set everything up, creativity is gone. Yeah. And then it doesn't feel the same. Doesn't feel like as organic anymore. You know. Because, so I'm trying not to do, but not forcing it.
Yeah, because, you know, because a lot of people I talk to, they're always like, how? How did this do this? How did this person do that?
Oh,
I wish I could see the process. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. People are curious.
When I saw that video and you showed them like the scale of like, you know, the like the naked building, nothing's on it.
Yeah.
And then you go into like putting stuff on it, and I think that gets you more fans, more followers.
Sure. Like people, like you said, it's satisfying to see.
Because now they're like, okay. And now it turns into you, two videos later, it's the fucking building from Miami Vice.
No, exactly.
It's crazy.
No, exactly. It requires some discipline to get to that point, you know, because you feel like you always have like, at least for me, when I film the process, I feel like I have like someone watching me mm-hmm. all the time, even though it's just my phone.
Yeah.
But still, sometimes I can feel some sort of pressure when I film myself working, you know. I know it's stupid, you know, but I do feel it sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. But like I said, I can understand why some people don't want to do it. But it's very important, you know.
No, because I think it's important.
Yeah, because you do the work anyways.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in this world, this is like once you like now recording everything, the steps, it's wasted content. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you did anyways, might as well recording
it. Might as well use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's content.
So like, I'm in between. I do understand the people that don't, but yeah. I understand that you need to do it. Mm-hmm. You know?
So when are you gonna start doing some, and this is something I am helping you with. Yeah, I know we ain't speak about it in a while, but absolutely. I am helping you. When are you gonna do some New York shows? I know you're a Miami dude now.
I mean, I can do shows in Chicago. I can do anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you gotta expand this. This thing gotta take a trip.
No, for sure. I mean, I don't want to force anything. I kind of like to. I'm fully aware you gotta take initiative. You gotta take some action. You know, but I also like to let things unfold in front of me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not saying that I'll just let everything happen. You know, I'm just taking my actions.
But I'm pretty sure you can get to a multitude of galleries,
mm-hmm.
a multitude of spots in New York.
No, for sure. You but this is why I say it goes back to my point from earlier that I say I still rely heavily on social media,
right?
Because that's how I really launched my art career.
Right.
I kind of do the opposite way. You know, a lot of established artists try to now get the social media exposure, like growing that one.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like the opposite way. You know, now I'm looking for to get to galleries,
literally you can use your social media as a business card.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, like if you want to do something somewhere, you send them the fucking mm-hmm. IG. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And you have such a following, you know, you have over 200,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
They will listen to you.
Consider, yeah.
Be like, okay.
I'm fully aware that, you know, this is a great, like you said, business card, yeah. like a great tool as an artist. Great,
I'm telling you, I didn't know. Somebody told me that in corporate America was like, you know, your best business card is your social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah.
I mean, because it's right
you can
there.
See everything.
Yeah, it's right there.
You know, and if it's your social media is about your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what better way? Like, you don't need a card. It's like, yo, here it goes. This is my link.
Yeah,
check me out.
It's right there. No. I'm fully aware of the power that it has. You know, mm-hmm. once you see like a big numbers like that, in the business side. You know, I'm not as a human side doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm still myself. Doesn't mean anything. But I'm fully aware that it has a certain impact. You know,
It does have a certain pull.
No, for
you
sure.
Know, it's just how you're going to use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, absolutely. And I know that it kind of opens doors. Like I said earlier, when I have few shows for Basel and all that,
mm-hmm.
I know that that's because of that. Yeah, you know, I kind of like planted the seed earlier on, mm-hmm. and it kind of like was able to use that to my advantage, you know. But no, I'm definitely not against doing New York show or anything. Let's get to it.
See, that's what I like to hear.
I don't know. I'm all for it. You know, let's get to it. Because it's, like I said, this form of art, it's still, everybody knows about it, but it still needs a huge push,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in the fine art world. Because those are sculpture. It's just a different way of doing it, but those are sculpture, what it is. That's what it is.
But I do think, I honestly think now, I think miniatures are becoming mainstream
because
I'm starting to see miniatures everywhere. Even when I was at Toy Fair, I was covering Toy Fair, and he had the fucking miniature arcade games like this small. And I'm telling you, and I've seen miniature, you know, they've been doing miniature figures for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that it's a good time for miniature artists that you guys gotta just keep pushing stuff out and expanding it by doing, you know, like what's gonna be the next frontier as for a miniature. Who's gonna do something that makes somebody say, oh shit, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, for sure. I know that it's we had the right time, you know.
Yeah.
Now I feel like our mission is kinda like to break that stigma of it's just a nerdy thing, you know. Now it has a little more elegance, you know. It's more credible,
mm-hmm.
and I'm all for that, you know. Pushing pushing this form of art in galleries and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm talking to a lot of people so far in Miami.
Yeah.
Actually, that was my whole point of moving.
Yeah, I mean, more. That's a start, though. Miami's a big art town.
No,
big
art town. For sure, because at some point I realized that I had to do more than just using my online crowd, you know? I realized that I had to... You cannot beat real social interaction.
Yeah.
Like, not just in the art world, but everything in general. Like, real... Like, right now, I look at you in the eye, you know, like a real conversation.
Yeah.
That's all about energy, you know? And I'm fully... I mean, I know that you cannot beat that. And this is why I decided to move down there, you know? Since then, for like exactly a year now, I saw huge push, you know, like like a big difference when I first moved here, and a lot of shit happened since I got here, you know. Like, now I'm here doing a nice little podcast episode. So yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, man. How do you feel you can expand your business? Like, what do you think you need to do to push your stuff to the next level?
Open up my mind to a different type of people. In a way, like some people maybe they're not aware of what I'm doing, but they will show interest. They just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's more about like going out, socialize. It's mostly this. This is what I'm doing, actually. It's forcing myself to go out, talk to people of different horizon that has nothing to do with I do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's the thing. It's socialize. It's simple. Yeah. It's not like a crazy recipe out to follow or anything. It's just simply just talk about your art with confidence. Knowing your worth, and that's it. Just let things happen, you know. Mm-hmm. Not let things happen, make it happen. But what's meant for you is meant for you, and that's it. You know, as long as you take action. But yeah, for me, it's just that, you know, just talking to people.
Yeah,
that's it. You know,
are you open to collaborating with other artists?
100%. Actually, I have one that art deco piece you saw. I'm gonna collaborate with Miami artist. That's gonna be cool. That's gonna be like the perfect. That's the art he needed to be there. There was not another one for that specific piece.
Yeah,
it's just, again, I met him in person. We just met randomly. Like I said earlier, like, what's meant for you is meant for you. You know, we just met randomly one day, and there's some sort of chemistry, something. It makes sense, you know? And this is why this artist will be perfect for that piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait. Actually, when I go back to Miami, I'm going to meet up and he's going to add his own touch to it.
Oh, nice.
And that's going to be amazing. And we're both going to be able to benefit from each other's crowd.
Right.
You know? Which mine is an online crowd. For him, it's more like in person. He has lots of art collectors and all that. And we both be able to benefit from it.
So you're gonna use the piece for a display, or what's the piece gonna be used for?
At least like kind of like an ambassador at first, you know, like here, that's what we can do, you know. Right. And whatever wants to buy and just go for it, you know. That's the thing with me is I got zero attachment to my art. The attachment is in the process. I love the process. This is my thing, you know. But once it's done, just take a few pictures. I enjoy doing the process, and then I don't want to see anymore, you know? Like, I feel like it needs some sort of rotation. See,
Josh, that's how I feel about clothes. I have no attachment. I wear it one time, get photographed.
That's it.
Gone.
That's it. That's the best way to
sell it or give it away.
No, for sure. That's the best way to do it. For everything in general. I do that about my art, but everything in general. At home, I'm very minimalist. Like, I feel like once you like that, you leave so much more room for creativity, get your vision, ideas. And yeah, so like I said, I just have zero attachment to my work.
And it just feels, I don't know, it feels like freedom.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing can really hold you.
Own you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even own you. It's like,
yeah, no, for sure.
You know, because people like to be owned by what they have. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, people be like, oh, I got this, or got these sneakers and this and that. But I don't feel owned because I could just take the sneaker off and give it to him. Yeah, I don't care. I'll be good. I got another pair in the house.
Yeah, for sure. That's the way I feel about my stuff, you know. About my art, about everything in general. Like, it's...
Let's give it all away.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I fully enjoy the process because, first of all, I learn... Each time I make a new piece, I learn new skills that can benefit me for the next one. Mm. And then I don't want to see anymore. You know, I like some, I feel like energy needs to rotate at some point. You know, if something is stagnant, you know, it's kind of like water. If the water is stagnant, it's going to stink. You know, it needs to move. Like water in a river, it's flowing, you know, it's flowing, but it's coming back. You know, it's always got a new water coming in, you know, kind of like my way of thinking about life in general, you know.
That's a good thought process. Mm-hmm. What's new coming out? I know you're doing a collaboration piece. You have a client piece that's we can't talk about. But what's for the average Joe? What you got coming out for them? Like what you know how you did the accessory pieces? Mm-hmm. What's coming out?
I'm thinking of doing
it again. You gotta do number two.
Yeah, doing it again, you know, like you just say, limited piece, but like working a little better on the packaging because it's part of the experience, you know, like a nice packaging. It's not even about selling, but I mean, like it looks better. The whole experience get better.
Yeah, because I actually put those pieces in my display case, mm-hmm. and you know, I have a whole bunch of toys. Another thing I collect toys. They're like, it's a little. I think I sent you a picture, but it's like a little scene.
Yeah, but it feels like it's missing. It's like random. Right? Yeah, it's like it just exists, but it needs some. Yeah, he needs some support.
You gotta send Josh an accessory pack too.
Absolutely.
So he can have some in the studio.
Absolutely. On its way.
See, look at that. On its way, buddy.
On its way.
Who's better than me? No, but seriously. But I think stuff like that, like those little accessories and stuff like that, is gonna take you a long way. Mm-hmm. Because the collector like me, I got mad toys. That shit is perfect.
Yeah.
I can put a G.I. Joe on top of the fucking barrel.
Absolutely. Take a picture. Boop. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so you're gonna do that. What else? Anything else you got? What about merch? You thinking about doing merch? Or that's something you don't want to touch?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it, but like I feel like if I do merch, it kind of like step away from my vision in a way.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe my current vision might change. I don't know. You know, I feel like the way I see my art will be like, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that.
But you don't think it'll enhance your art? Like if you did merch with like, say like a photo of like something that you made on a shirt? Or that would be...
Maybe, but I don't know. Or maybe like I said, I'm overthinking this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's just my vision was more like less toy looking and more like a beautiful sculpture, you know.
So you're really into like the, I was like the damn, what's that word? You're really into the it's not shape, but. You're really into like the fine art of
fine making art. Let's call it that way, fine art, you know. And I feel like if I'm start doing like merch and stuff, I feel like I'm going back.
You feel like you're dumbing it down.
No, but I mean, like I feel like I'm going backward because that's where my brand started, more like in a hobby and toy environment.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to bring it to the fine art world, you know, which it has its spot.
Right.
But I feel like if I start doing merch and stuff, I feel like I'm going back. Like I said, maybe I'm overthinking that. Right now I'm thinking that way. Maybe we have that conversation in 2 months. I'm going to be like, let's fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's just right now. I just feel that way.
Yeah. Because I mean, I've spoken to many artists and they're like kind of split down the line. Some of them are like, yeah. Some of them like, hell no. Mm-hmm. There's one artist I interviewed. It was a long time ago. She was like, no, I'm not doing no merch. What do you think? I'm not doing that.
And what was her reason?
She just couldn't see and her stuff, and she did like little she did paintings and stuff like that. She just didn't think her stuff transitioned on the to the shirt world.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, I respect her choice, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just curious.
No, I mean, I'm at that point right now. I might just change my mind. Yeah. Maybe on my way home because of this talk. I don't know.
Right.
I think that's the beauty of it. It's like not knowing.
Have you wore a t-shirt? I sent you a t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you wear it?
Absolutely.
That's all I like to hear.
Absolutely.
I think Josh wore the t-shirt I got him. Every t-shirt you got. Oh, okay. I got to get you one too. Don't worry. Don't worry. I got you, buddy. I got you. Got everybody.
That's good.
But anyway, so I guess we should wrap this up now, man.
Absolutely.
You have been an awesome guest.
Thank you for having me.
Easy for me to come back for a smooth transition. That's good. Where can they find you?
Mostly Instagram. I also have a TikTok account, but I'm not really. I should push a little more on that one.
You should. I spoke to you about that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like so much. Like,
don't let Trump stop it, man. Just keep it. Keep it going.
It's just so much stuff like TikTok, YouTube, and mostly Instagram. Like a skeleton, SCALETON.
Do you have a direct website, or you do everything through the Instagram?
Instagram for now. Yeah, I feel like I'm not ready for the website yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I still need to plant a lot of seeds to get to that point. But yeah, you know, that's where I post almost every day.
Yeah.
Not just about art, but I mean, like, I'm using half as a personal blog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't go too deep into detail, but more like here today. I'm like right here in this room, so right. I'm gonna post a little something about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's on Instagram mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for the future.
You know? Are you into stocks?
What's that?
Are you into stocks?
No.
Bitcoin?
No.
Damn, do you gamble? Oh, you're doing fucking great, bro.
Not at all. I got one thing with me.
I'm like all my fucking vices. He said no to everything. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. Like,
how did you do it?
Discipline.
Yeah.
It's all about discipline. No, I have like something with me. I have like a, not irrational, but like a fear of addiction. It's weird to say, but like, I don't know what it's like, because you never know when an addiction hits you until you're in it, you know? And I kind of like a fear of that. That's why I don't gamble. I don't know poker. I don't want to do it I don't know how far it could take me because I don't know.
I don't consider myself an addict. I just feel...
It doesn't mean you are, but like, you don't know when it's going to hit you.
Yeah, I just have vices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm on the couch chilling, I'm probably gambling.
Okay.
It's just a vice. I can't help it.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm not saying go that far, but it's more like... I'm so focused on building my brand that I don't have room for distraction. You know, my only distraction is a healthy one, which is my family, my wife, and my son.
Yeah, it's good.
It's very healthy, and that's the only thing I do once I step out of my building my brand.
Yeah,
you know, that's the only thing I'm doing.
Well, the Bitcoin is Josh's fault, because a couple of years ago, Josh was like totally into Bitcoin.
Okay,
and into like he was like he I guess he had this guy that came in here that. We talked to him about, you know, Bitcoin and all this stuff. And he was like, yo, you know, you should do this. You should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got hooked.
Hooked. You see, you just used
the
word.
I got I jumped out. But
okay, that's
I'm back
good.
In.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not saying no to everything. It's just at the moment,
no,
it doesn't.
Stocks, I don't know. Stocks, guy. You gotta do the stocks, man. You got at least, you know what I'm saying? Stocks is interesting.
No, for sure. For
Trump
sure.
Don't just...
No, for sure not. Definitely not against that. It's just like I like to say, one day at a time.
One day at a time. Yeah.
One day at a time. Why now? My mind is focused on this.
Trust me, somebody's gonna put you on, eventually. Oh, that's how it happens.
No, for sure.
Like, yo, you see this? Look what I did. Look at this.
No, for sure. Like
that's
I said,
what Josh telling me a couple years ago about Bitcoin.
No, I'm against nothing. You know. But whenever that happens, you know. Right now, like I said, just in the present moment, one day at a time. Right now is this. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to do something else. I don't know.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm glad you're like that. Stay like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't be like me.
Focus.
Yes,
focus.
Don't be like me.
Mindset is everything.
I'm focused all over the place. All over the place.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you can find me on the Super P Podcast, Polo Parata, on Instagram, Soupy Podcast on YouTube. I'm on TikTok. I'm everywhere. And I'm always posting. I'm posting all my videos from Toy Fair. Thank you to the guys at Toy Fair for having me there. It was awesome. I saw some awesome toys. They even got this, I don't know if you guys noticed, but they got this big MF Doom doll. It's like 16 inches. Huge. But anyway, I'll bring it here one day. Sit it on a couch right by me and have the podcast. Because this is what I do. Yes, so I'll be back. Episode 80 will be next, the next one. So hopefully I can find an interesting guest like you. You know, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
There's tons of people.
You know, nah, it's hard in podcast world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why I stopped podcasting for a little while. That's a whole nother story, guys. But yeah, thanks. I'm about to sign off. Ciao.